And I'm Korva Coleman. Nearly 300 people are still missing after a ferry sank off the coast of South Korea today. Nearly 500 people were aboard the ship, and the majority were high school students. The BBC's Lucy Williamson reports from Seoul.
Balanced on the sinking hull, rescue teams pulled the teenagers from cabin windows. Some of their classmates jumped into the sea as the ship went down. Photographs of the rescue operation show dozens of boats and helicopters circling the vast tilting hull. Less than 90 minutes later, only the tip was visible above the water. Survivors, picked up by rescue boat and taken to a nearby island, have begun telling their stories. How they felt a large thud before the hull began to list. How they clung on to the ship to stop themselves falling.
The BBC's Lucy Williamson. The U.S. Navy has dispatched a ship to assist in the rescue effort. Ukraine's government continues its military operation to retake government buildings in the east held by pro-Russian protesters. NPR's Ari Shapiro, who's in the town of Krematorsk, says there are reports of a few military tanks entering the eastern Ukrainian town of Slavyansk carrying Russian flags.
We've spoken to some protesters, and the way they describe it is these armored personnel carriers rolled in with some people looking very bedraggled, tired, hungry, and dirty, and the protesters surrounded the vehicles and offered the men food and water and some nice conversation, and the next thing you knew, these military vehicles were flying the Russian flag and rolling off to Slavyansk. A few different protesters all told us the same story. Where we are in Kramatorsk right now, there are about a dozen tanks. There are tired, bedraggled, hungry-looking men, but there are no Russian flags to be seen.
NPR's Ari Shapiro. Ukraine's president says the operation to retake the buildings from protesters will unfold slowly to minimize violence. Following yesterday's tributes for the Boston Marathon bombing anniversary, Boston police sealed off an area near the race finish line. Two suspicious backpacks were found. Superintendent Randall Halstead of the Boston Police Department says officers acted quickly when they saw the first backpack.
When the backpack was dropped on the ground, that's when we made calls for the bomb squad to come in, and they did their job. That's why the area was locked down. We kept people safe, kept them out of the line of direct line of Boylston Street.
One of the backpacks contained a hoax device. Police arrested and charged a man in connection with the incident, but they have not identified him. Attorney General Eric Holder will attend an interfaith memorial service tomorrow in Kansas. It's for the victims of last Sunday's shootings outside two Jewish facilities in suburban Kansas City. Frazier Glenn Cross remains jailed in Kansas, charged with murdering the three victims. Federal prosecutors say they will take evidence to a grand jury to review possible hate crimes charges against Cross. He is a former Ku Klux Klan leader known to groups who track hate crimes. You're listening to NPR. President Obama and Vice President Biden will travel to Pennsylvania today to announce two new federal investments in job training. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the goal is to better match job training with the needs of businesses.
In his State of the Union address, President Obama called on Biden to investigate how to improve the nation's workforce training system. Obama and Biden are announcing $600 million to be made available through grant competitions. One aims to get community colleges to work with industry groups to tailor training to business needs. The other will expand apprenticeship programs to new fields. The administration is simply redirecting and refocusing existing funds. The White House isn't even trying to work with Congress on this effort to improve job training programs, but is instead looking to improve existing programs. House Republicans passed a bill last year that would streamline and eliminate overlapping programs. The Democratic Senate hasn't taken it up. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
General Motors has disclosed it'll ask a federal judge to shield the automaker from certain lawsuits. GM wants to block claims from before its 2009 bankruptcy. The automaker is facing legal action from defective ignition switches linked with 13 deaths. During its bankruptcy, GM split into two companies. The automaker is expected to ask the court to assign any legal claims occurring before the bankruptcy to the old GM. It's called Motors Liquidation Company. The Coast Guard says two vessels collided in the lower Chesapeake Bay Tuesday evening, and about an hour later, a third vessel ran aground. The Coast Guard says the accident occurred during high winds. There are no reports of injuries. This is NPR.
Support for NPR.